Now time for Midweek Focus. I'm joined by Danielle Dinger. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm very good. Thank you, Jared, for having me.
Absolutely.
Beautiful day out.
It is gorgeous. It's fantastic. And we got a lot coming up here with Extension and 4-H. So tell us what's new.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So we have lots coming up this summer. We're busy. Obviously, you guys know Irrigation Days is upon us, so come and check any of those fine events out. But especially look for that 4-H events. I think we'll see a 4-H float. There's also a 4-H coloring contest that's happening right now. So get all of those sheets picked up at either your local daycares, Sweets and Stories. You can pick those up and deliver them back this weekend, and then we'll draw some prizes for those. So come and join us at the great get-together. We also have, and I'm really looking forward to, our Dickey County Fair. It's always a good time, but especially this year is also going to be very big, just like our Irrigation Days. They'll be having an added day's worth of events, as well as the Ellendale All-School Reunion. So come and check that out. Mark your calendars for the fun-filled event. It's July 7th through the 10th. Something for the whole family. You guys will find everything under the sun at the fair. So activities planned are bigger and better this year. We have 4-H events as well as all the fair's activities. But our 4-H events start Thursday. So we will open our concession stand. So come and check that out. That'll be open all weekend. There's something for your sweet tooth or fill up on that fair food that you treat yourself to every now and then. And all that while you're helping out a great cause. In the big white commercial building at the Dickey County Fairgrounds, we will have our 4-H'ers and all of their projects. Those will be housed for the weekend. So come and grab an ice cream. They're in there, the scoop out ice cream, and you can have your ice cream while you stroll through and look at all the projects that the 4-H'ers have created. They've been working really hard, and they deserve their moment in the spotlight. So come and check those out Friday afternoon. Of the fair weekend, the 4-H ambassadors are hosting what's called Ag Olympics. If you haven't ever seen it, come and check it out or come and join us. But it's all those things you think about on the farm, carrying straw bales, pounding in a post, carrying buckets of water, and lots of laughs, I'm sure. So if you want, come and check that out and join us, or just come and watch. But prizes will be awarded to the winners. Get your team together now or decide and come the day of. No registration on that. Saturday morning is the livestock show, bright and early, so we got to get them out of the heat of the midday, so we get it in bright and early, but you can come and see what the youth have been working on there with their livestock. So they'll take them around the ring, judging, all of that. That happens Saturday morning. There is also a pancake feed, so you can come and have breakfast and sit down and watch the livestock show. On Sunday morning will be the 4-H fashion show. That's where youth show off the clothes that they either designed or decorated. And again, that's during another pancake feed. So come and enjoy your pancakes while you watch a fashion show of kids who have made their own clothes or put together their own outfits. Another fun event NDSU Extension is offering at the Dickey County Fair is Barbecue Boot Camp. That's at 2 p.m. on Friday. At Barbecue Boot Camp, you can learn about meat cuts, meat preparation, grilling meat, and of course, eating the samples. So come and check that out. You can call our office, the Extension office, to register for that.
A lot of great stuff coming up. Thank you so much. And well, thank you for being here in person. It's great to see you.
Yes, you too.
So we have Extension happenings. What do you have coming up this month for that?
Yes. So June 23rd is a Thursday. We'll be holding an herb lesson at the Buzz Garden in Ellendale. So come and check that out. It's free of charge. Learn all about growing, selecting, preserving, storing herbs, how to use them in different recipes, how to use them ones you haven't tried before. So come and check that out. It'll be Thursday, June 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Ellendale Buzz Garden. That is just east of the United Methodist Church in Ellendale. Also, gardening season is upon us, so be sure to call our office with any questions you might have about planting, harvesting, again, preserving, storing all of your goods. 4-H camps have started. I've seen lots of pictures of kids catching fish out there, swimming, kayaking, canoeing. There's lots of fun things for kids to do at 4-H camps, so call our office if you want to get your child enrolled. And also, as always, we're educators, so we're available to do in-school, homeschool, lessons for clubs or meetings. We can provide professional development opportunities or education hours, so just go ahead and give our office a call. Lots of things.
Great stuff. And with the nice weather, it's great that we can have all these great activities. So again, where can we find you at?
Yes. So we are at the Dickey County Courthouse. Our phone number is 349-3249 extension 2. Or you can find us online, NDSU Extension on Facebook. There's lots of different opportunities there, but Dickey County, Lemoore County, nutrition, animal science, whatever it might be. So check out Facebook. Our website is ag.ndsu.edu. And you can always email me, danielle.danger@ndsu.edu.
Well, thank you so much for your time, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again next month.
Very good, Jared. Thank you.